The long, steel-lined corridor echoed to the feeble struggles of the two humanoids clamped firmly under rubbery Vogon armpits. "This is great," spluttered Arthur. "This is really terrific. Let go of me, you brute." The Vogon guard dragged them on. "Don't you worry," said Ford. "I'll think of something." He didn't sound hopeful. "Resistance is useless," bellowed the guard. "Just don't say things like that," stammered Ford. "How can anyone maintain a positive mental attitude if you're saying things like that?" "My God," complained Arthur, "you're talking about a positive mental attitude and you haven't even had your planet demolished today. I woke up this morning and thought I'd have a nice, relaxed day, do a bit of reading, brush the dog. It's now just after 4 in the afternoon, and I'm already being thrown out of an alien spaceship 6 light-years from the smoking remains of the Earth." He spluttered and gurgled as the Vogon tightened his grip. "All right," said Ford, "just stop panicking." "Who said anything about panicking?" snapped Arthur. "This is still just the culture shock. You wait till I've settled down into the situation and found my bearings, then I'll start panicking."
"Arthur, you're getting hysterical. Shut up."
Ford tried desperately to think, but was interrupted by the guard shouting again,
"Resistance is useless."
"And you can shut up as well," snapped Ford.
"Resistance is useless."
"Oh, give it a rest," said Ford. He twisted his head till he was looking straight up into his captor's face. A thought struck him. "Do you really enjoy this sort of thing?" he asked suddenly. The Vogon stopped dead, and a look of immense stupidity seeped slowly over his face.
"Enjoy?" he boomed. "What do you mean?"
"What I mean," said Ford, "is does it give you a full, satisfying life, stomping around, shouting, pushing people out of spaceships?" The Vogon stared up at the low steel ceiling, and his eyebrows almost rolled over each other. His mouth slacked. Finally, he said,
"Well, the hours are good."
"They'd have to be," agreed Ford. The Vogon stared down at him as sluggish thoughts moiled around in the murky depths.
"Yeah," he said. "But now you come to mention it, most of the actual minutes are pretty lousy. Except,"
he thought again, which required looking at the ceiling,
"except some of the shouting I quite like."
He filled his lungs and bellowed,
"Resistance is..."
"Sure, yes," interrupted Ford hurriedly.
"You're good at that, I can tell.
But if it's mostly lousy," he said, slowly giving the words time to reach their mark, "then why do you do it?
What is it? The girls? The leather? The machismo?
Or do you just find that coming to terms with the mindless tedium of it all presents an interesting challenge?"
Said the guard. I don't know. I think I just sort of do it, really. My aunt said that a spaceship guard was a good career for a young Vogon. You know, the uniform, the low-slung stun ray holster, the mindless tedium. There you are, Arthur," said Ford, with the air of someone reaching the conclusion of his argument. "You think you've got problems?"
Arthur rather thought he had. Apart from the unpleasant business with his home planet, the Vogon guard had half-throttled him already, and he didn't like the sound of being thrown into space very much. "Try and understand his problem," insisted Ford. "Here he is, poor lad, his entire life's work is stamping around, throwing people off spaceships..."
"And shouting," added the guard.
"And shouting, sure," said Ford, patting the blubbery arm clamped round his neck in friendly condescension. "And he doesn't even know why he's doing it." Arthur agreed this was very sad. He did this with a small, feeble gesture because he was too asphyxiated to speak. Deep rumblings of bemusement came from the guard.
Well, now you put it like that, I suppose.
Good lad, encouraged Ford.
But all right, went on the rumblings. So what's the alternative?
Well, said Ford, brightly but slowly, stop doing it, of course. Tell them, he went on, you're not going to do it any more. He felt he ought to add something to that, but for the moment the guard seemed to have his mind occupied pondering that much.